First off to Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth for a look at what's going on in business. Morning to you. Let's talk about business confidence.
Well, look, Tim, as we get into 2019, we'll start to, as I said yesterday, we'll start to pick up on some of these issues that were material over the last 12 months. And if you recall, business confidence was one of those. We saw that big slump in business confidence in the first half of last year. And look, there were elements of political implication in that as well, weren't there, Tim? Because we had to sort of look beyond that headline number, because it would appear, and if we look at the historical series, it looks like when we do get a sort of centre-left government, we do get a bit of a dip in that headline number. But we've got to look past that, because we get a better read on some of the second-line data. And we get monthly and quarterly take on business outlook. Yesterday I saw the release of the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research. This is the quarterly survey of business opinion. And we got, as you said, we've got some improvement at the headline level. So headline level went from minus 28 to minus 18 for the December quarter. But if we look at the my preferred reading of what gives us an indication of future growth, that's firms' own activity. Well, that also improved as well over the last 3 months. So people's expected activity, so the forward-looking number, lifted from plus 11 to plus 17. So, look, Tim, we're not shooting the lights out, but it is getting better. There are some issues at the second line, though. Profitability indicators, they're sort of still deteriorating. There are some cost pressures there, too. So we're seeing an issue of capacity utilization. Look, I think if the implications for growth, look, we're going to be okay in 2019. We're not going to shoot the lights out, but we're going to be okay.
All right, we'll talk more about that with the NZOER after 7 o'clock. Food prices, bit of movement.
Yeah, so overnight we've had two issues on food. We've got the food prices, we've also had global dairy trade auction. I'll quickly just touch on the global dairy trade auction, Tim, because we're going gangbusters there. And if you also recall, we saw a whole series of negative numbers on the global dairy trade auction last year, from sort of May through to November. We actually saw almost about a 20% fall, but we've had quite a good bounce back, and particularly in skim milk powder, which is one of the more important components. Absolute boomer last two numbers. We had a real surge there, up 22% from the lows, which was back in, I think, November last year. But also, so that's good. Farmers will be happy. That will do the agricultural sector give them a bit of confidence. Food prices, well, it's getting cheaper to eat healthy. Tin fruit and veggies down 6.1% in December. Overall, small lift in food prices. I always like looking at the outliers here. Did you realise, Tim, that in late 2017 we had a bit of a coumarin and pumpkin problem?
Yeah, I planted coumarin. I thought there's a dollar to be made here. It's evaporated.
Because they were down 39% and 51%.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And so they would have been cheaper to buy at the supermarket. But look overall, meat and veggies, they're up 3.8%. But overall, only a small lift. So not too much drama in food prices if we look at it at a general level.
All right, quick look at the numbers, please.
Yeah, looking good. 24,082 on the Dow Jones, up 172 points. The S&P 500, 2611, also up 1%. And the NASDAQ, up 1.6%, actually, at 7019. So good numbers there. FTSE 100, 6895. Nikkei, 20555. Shanghai Composite, 2570. All of those indexes are up. The ASX 200, 5814, also up. We lost 4 points on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 8965. Now on the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6812 against the US, 0.9471 Aussie, 0.5978 euro, 0.5338 pounds, 74.04 yen. Gold trading at $1,288 US dollars, and Brent crude, $59.96.
Thanks so much, Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.